You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Picture this, a sea of faces, choirs of praises, and yet a heavy heart with the weight of destiny. Yesterday on Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem, a king welcomed with joyous shouts, yet knowing full well the path ahead of him led to unimaginable suffering. Welcome back, friend. Today we are looking at the heart of Palm Sunday. We're going to look at the complex emotions of Jesus and the significance of the crowd's actions, and how this pivotal moment in time relates to our lives today. We'll see Jesus' humility and love and his obedience can inspire us to face our own challenges with courage and hope. Let's start with Matthew 21, verses 7 and 9. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Zechariah 9:9 echoes that. "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, riding on a donkey, on a colt." This verse is a prophecy, a spotlight on Jesus' humility, showing us that his power is shown through his humility. And these verses always take me back to Hebrews 12:2. That says, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him," listen to that, "for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." He endured, he patiently under difficult circumstances. And it really speaks to how Jesus with great patience went through this great suffering. But what about that joy? Joy here isn't just fleeting happiness, but deep fulfillment. Fulfillment in what? In the joy of our salvation and a restored relationship with God. This verse hits me right in the heart. For the joy set before him, can you imagine? He knew what was coming, the pain, the betrayal, everything. But he was focused on the joy of what that would mean for us. That's pure and simple love. That Matthew verse shows us that the crowds were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna." What does Hosanna mean? It means save us now. It's a cry for deliverance. When they shouted Hosanna, it wasn't just a random cheer. It was a cry for help, a recognition that Jesus was the one they needed. And he still is. He is still the one that we need. Okay, friend, let's really look at Palm Sunday, heart to heart. You know, when I think about it, I can imagine the scene, the dust, the cheering, the palm branches waving like crazy. And right there in the middle of it enters Jesus. He's riding on a donkey, right? And everyone's going wild and shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna," like he was some kind of a rock star. But here's the thing, Jesus, he knew those same voices that were crying out for him to save him would be screaming for his blood in just a few days. Imagine that. I mean, if it were me, I'd probably be a mess. I'd be like, "Wait, you love me now, but you're gonna hate me later." Jesus kept going. He kept riding. And you know why? Because like Hebrew tells us, he saw the joy set before him. He knew that this crazy mixed up moment was all a part of God's plan. He knew that his suffering, his sacrifice was going to open a way for us to get close to God again. That's the joy he was holding on to, the joy of a relationship with you and me. This is how much he loves us. He endured the worst possible pain so that we would have a chance to be with him again. He felt that joy, even though he knew the pain was coming. And you know, it makes me think of our own lives. We all have these moments, right, where things are good, but we know something hard is coming. And maybe it's a tough conversation, or maybe a diagnosis, or maybe just a very stressful time in relationship or work life. In those moments, we can look to Jesus. we can remember, even when times are tough, even when it feels like everything is about to fall apart, there's a joy set before us too. There's a joy of knowing that God loves us, that He is with us, and that He is working all things for our good, our growth. So let's take these verses and these words and let them sink in. And let's remember the humility and the love and the hope that Palm Sunday represents. And let's carry that with us, knowing that even in the midst of our own struggles, there is a joy set before us too. And that's good to remember that even when the crowds around you change their tune, God's love remains constant. Hold on to that joy that Jesus held on to, the joy of knowing that you are loved, you are saved, and you are held in God's hands. I hope and I pray that these verses and definitions bring you closer to Jesus and give you strength for the week ahead. We can find joy on the other side. So as we reflect on Palm Sunday, we remember that Jesus entered Jerusalem not with a crown of gold, but with His heart set on the cross, and the crowd shouting, "Hosanna, save us." Little did they know, salvation was already riding in on a humble donkey. This is the beginning of the week that changed everything. A week that reminds us that God's love doesn't come with fanfare or force, but with humility and sacrifice and eternal hope. So as we walk into Holy Week, let's open our hearts to the King who saves, not just from circumstances, but from sin and fear and separation. And may our lives echo the cry of Psalm 118, verse 26. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let's lay down more than palm branches. Let's lay down our pride, our burden, and our doubt, and welcome the Prince of Peace to rule our hearts. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?